Welcome back, my friends. This is Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about an idiom. This idiom is to kill two birds with one stone. To kill two birds with one stone. And this idiom is, you can find this idiom in many different languages and different cultures. And I know from studying Chinese that there are several sayings that mean the same thing. Basically means to get two benefits by completing one task, or by doing one thing, you can achieve two aims, or you can get two results with the same action. So literally, throwing a stone and dropping or killing two birds. And I know in Tamil, I think it's in, is that Philippines? They say, one stone, two mangoes. So you throw a stone up in the tree, and instead of knocking down one mango, you knock down two mangoes with just one stone. And in Chinese, there are three sayings that I looked up really quickly. Yi shi er niao, yi zhu liang de, and yi jian shuang diao. So yi jian shuang diao means one arrow and two birds. Diao is some kind of big bird. So it's like basically with one arrow, you can shoot down two birds. And I was thinking about this and how it relates to productivity. So in my life, for example, here are the examples, which are always good. I like to exercise, right? So exercising is healthy, but it takes time. And we all have a limited amount of time per day in our 24 hours. So if you can accomplish two things with the same amount of time while doing the same thing, then you get more positive results, right? You're more efficient and more productive. So, as an example, I can work out on the treadmill, you know, the palbuji or the stair stepper, while at the same time I can listen to a podcast. Maybe it's a Chinese podcast or Spanish podcast or English podcast if it's you. And that's one example. So with one stone, you can kill two birds. And I know it sounds a little violent. I think the original story, the idiom, it goes all the way back to the Greek classics. Once again, Kid Icarus and shooting down a bird and then using the bird feathers to create his own wings. Something like that, I Googled. So another example of to kill two birds with one stone, as it is related to language learning, could be while you're doing the dishes, you can listen to a podcast. 洗碗的时候也可以听播客啊. So you are doing one activity, you're doing the dishes, but at the same time, you are listening to a podcast and learning a foreign language, and you're cleaning those dishes. So you're getting two results with one action. Okay, so that's a great idiom to kill two birds with one stone. Now I want to flip things around and talk about the negative side of things. And that is another saying, he can't walk and chew gum at the same time. He can't walk and chew gum at the same time. So, 他不会同时走路和吃口香糖. So that just means it's kind of criticizing someone and saying that they're stupid. But in reality, a lot of us can't walk and chew gum at the same time. And that is related to multitasking. Multitasking is a buzzword, but this is contrary to what we just learned about the benefits of doing two things at one time to save time. And that's what we all want to do, right? We want to do a bunch of things at the same time to save your time and to be more efficient. But a lot of times when you do two things at once, you are distracted and you don't do each thing as well as you might be able to do it if you focused and only did one thing at a time. Yeah. So if you're listening to someone who's talking to you in a meeting, and at the same time you're checking your email, you're not giving your full attention to the person you're talking to, and you're not fully reading all the details in your email. So by trying to do two things at once instead of saving time, you might actually be wasting time, and you have to do each thing again later to repeat that. Or you just miss some details, or you don't fully pay attention and you make some mistakes. So that is the opposite of to kill two birds with one stone. That's to kill two birds with two stones. So that's that is not a saying, by the way. That's to focus and do one thing at a time. So that's the opposite of multitasking. And I think to kill two birds with one stone, in my own life, I think it's better if you can find actions that you can do only one thing and then have multiple uses for that one thing. So instead of trying to do two things at one time, like we said, you know, listening to a podcast and doing the dishes, what if, I think a better example would be watching a movie with in Chinese language, right? So that way I'm being entertained and I'm learning the language while I'm watching the movie. And so I'm only doing one thing. I'm just watching the movie. But by watching the movie, I am listening to the words and maybe I'm reading the subtitles. So I'm acquiring that language at the same time I'm watching the movie and engaged and engaged in the story, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So you can think of your own examples, but to do one thing and to have two results, and I don't think that is the same as multitasking. What do you think? Okay, my friends, to kill two birds with one stone, 一箭双雕，一株两得，一石二鸟. What can you do in your life where you do one task and you have multiple uses and you can get multiple results from that one task? That is very important to think about because you can accomplish a lot more with your time if you find those activities. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day and your English is improving day by day. My name is Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm also an English tutor, so look me up. I will see you soon. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.